Yeah, this your boy, Drummer Boy, a.k.a. B-Boy Fresh, and I'm here to tell you to get your music now, live on the Music Hype Beast. We beneficial. Hey, yeah, boy.
Hey, hey, people, what's up and what's happening? It's your girl, Jay, baby, your favorite power podcast host of the Dream Hustle Pop Win podcast with RAI Radio and that network, honey. Let me tell you, boo, they boost over 100,000 monthly network visitors, 14, count them, 14 DRT tracking radio stations, and 25 artists charting nationally on the 150 top 10 charts. You feel me? Now, today, my people, today, I'm going to bring you the one and the only Mr. Sauce Man Kev. We got him in the building to talk about his new single, Sauce Stuff. What's good with you, Poppy?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Now that I got you. Now, I want you to go ahead and talk to my people about this new single called Sauce that you got going on out here.
Yeah, you know, it's something new, I think. It's something different. It's just a young new wave, you feel me? I'm from South Florida, Broward County. For a lot of that, Florida is just promoting everything a Broward County artist would be about in every single way. I don't know how else to explain it, but sauced up. That's really it, you know? I got the sauce, I got the juice, I got it all.
Hey, I think that said it all right there. You summed it up, you feel me? And right under that title is where y'all need to be. Check out my boy, Sauce Man Kev, with that joint sauced up. Now, why don't you tell my people where they can find this joint? Yeah, we want them to be listening, though.
Right now, it's streaming on Spotify, SoundCloud, Pandora. It's on Apple Music. It's on every platform there is. There's no platform that's not on. I have a YouTube video out right now called Title Sauced Up. It's everywhere right now. It's going crazy. I got everybody fucked up about Sauced Up.
Hey, I know that's right. Now, that thing is streaming on Radio Pushes TV. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, for y'all to check that out, honey, all you got to do is go ahead and download that Radio Pushers app. Go on and live stream, you know what I'm saying? And y'all find out my man, Sauce Man Kevin, is on it. You know what I mean? So, as we know right now, it's a lot of cats out here, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats is trying to, you know, jump on the bandwagon and do the same thing everybody else. Like, I want to know how you plan to set yourself apart from the rest of these cast that's coming up with you.
Well, really, I just choose to be different. I'm not the same. I'm a different individual. I feel as if I feel as if, like, everything I do is just different. Even when I'm writing my music, I try not to listen to other people or listen to other artists that are out just for the fact that I don't want to sound like any other artist. Especially, like, something a lot of people would say, especially from being from Broward County, Florida, that I sound like Kodak Black, you know? And I can see why people say that is because we're from the same area, the lingo kind of the same, but I try to do my best to really, like, write my music in a way where it doesn't sound like anything or any artist. I try to put myself – I don't want to just single myself as just a rapper. I like to be seen as like a rapper type slash rock star slash R&B slash every. I want to just be an artist, no matter how versatile I have to get or how versatile my music has to get. That's what I want to see myself classified as. I don't want to see myself classified as just a rapper, even though I do rap. But at the same time, I'm into all types of different music. You know, I listen to The Weeknd, to be honest with you, and that'll put me in a zone. And that's not rap right there. That's a different type of vibe. You understand where I'm coming from?
I do. Now, I want to know when it comes to, like, you personally. Now, a lot of cats out here are, you know, jumping on this bandwagon, that bandwagon to try to get themselves heard. You know what I'm saying? Everything is coming back full circle and nothing is really new. But I want to know exactly what you're doing right now to keep yourself relevant, what you're doing to brand yourself, and what you're doing that you have coming up, you know what I mean, that we can go ahead and follow.
I got a couple of things. I got the end of 2018, starting 2019 is going to be a big year for me right now. I'm not going to lie to you. I got a couple of things going on. Right now, like I said, I'm from Florida, but I'm in New York. So I'm trying to get some New York sound into my music. I've been making some music with a couple artists out here. I just dropped my mixtape yesterday on SoundCloud. Soon to be on Spinnerella and on Spotify and everything like that. It's trending right now. We got 2,656 views in 2 days, literally. I'm starting to work on my next project. I don't even know the name for it yet. I have one song, but I don't even know what I'm going to call my next project. I got a video shoot coming up this month. I'm going to shoot a new video for my song Trap Star. I'm just going to keep working on the branding. As in branding, I'm trying to, you know, I got a campaign going with you guys, Dream Hustle Win. As much campaigns I can keep coming, pushing with Radio Pushers, I love it because you guys are just different. You guys actually really try to help, especially me being an independent artist with no management and no type of team at all, being by myself. With Radio Pushers, is like you guys do everything you could do to help me get to the next level, get myself heard, distribute my music to everywhere and everything like that. So I really appreciate that. I appreciate Zach. Shout out to my family. Shout out to a couple people in New York, you know, White Boy GSU, my fan, Son of Ja. You know, we going hard right now. I got some shows coming up when I come back to Broward County, Florida. I'm trying to set up some shows at the office, at G5 and stuff like that. I have a show coming up in New York at the West End on the 9th, and then I have another show the first day of January in New York again. So I'm kind of all over the place, back and forth from Broward, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to New York, Queens, and everything like that. And I'm just keeping myself moving. I plan on going to different states throughout the next year coming up, do some shows in different states so that I could keep branding and keep meeting and interacting with new fans and keep getting my name out there as much as I can. Really, my first two projects I did, I really didn't do any features with anybody just for the fact of I wanted to get my own self hot so people could contact me and be like, yo, I want to do a song with you. Yo, I want you on this. Yo, I want you to do the hook for this or do the bar for this or do, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really want to do any features of anybody or nothing like that for my first two projects just because I was like, you know, I'm new, I'm up and coming, nobody really is going to want to work with me. I got to let people see how I'm coming and how hard I'm really pushing to make them be like, you know what, I need Sauce Man Kev on the track. You know what, I need that flex, I need that flame, I need that sauce, you feel me? That's really how my mind's working for real.
Okay. Now, you did talk about, you know, trying to be more than just a rapper. Like, are you right now working on these future projects and looking for, you know, beat makers? Are you looking for collaborations on this next one? Are you looking for filmmakers or videographers, photographers? Like, what are you doing right now on this next project that's requiring you to network?
Piano, right? So I'm trying to see if I can get a lot more of acoustic beats and stuff like that. People who could actually play instruments live, recording and stuff like that. Try to get a couple female singers on my next project. Like you said, I can't even say the word right now. Photographers and everything like that. I'm trying to get a clothing team or somebody who has a clothing team so they can help me create my create a clothing line for this project and everything like that. I'm from down south, but I see a lot of people from down south is really working with people from down south. So I'm trying to see if I can get the up north flow, you know, some people from up north to really hop on the south, my south type of style, and really just create some magic, you know. I love the sound of New York. I'm not going to lie to you. Everybody been in the studio in New York sounds so different, and I love that. I love the fact that they're versatile out here, you know, from singing to rapping. And I'm just, like I said, I really don't have too much of me singing on my mixtape or anything like that. So I'm trying to work on actual singing and vocals and everything on my next project.
Okay, KK, so let me tell y'all people out there, listen up real clear. If you a videographer, come get this work. You a beat maker, baby, come get this work. You want you looking
come
for the band behind them, so come get this work, honey. And for y'all vocalists that is out there singing, honey, come get this work. Sauce Man Kevin, the building, baby, doing it big. I'm going to need y'all to check my man out. Check him out at www.instagram.com/SauceManKev, SauceManKev. Y'all can definitely check him out on twitter.com/SauceManKev, SauceManKev, honey. I need y'all to stream, like, download, comment on everything that my boy got going on. You feel me? He's doing it big, and I don't need y'all to be missing out on nothing he got going on, honey. Now, once again, I'm going to need you to go ahead and tell them who you is, and then go ahead and give you a shout-out, because you know your girl, Lajay, is a small fish in a big pond. And after this, it's back to your regularly scheduled program. So we want you to make sure we give all your people some love. Go ahead and shout them out, you know what I'm saying? Tell these people one more time what you're about, then we're going to peace out. You feel me?
All right. Shout out to the team at Radio Pushers. Shout out to Lajay. You know, she has a beautiful voice. Shout out to my producer on my last mixtape. I mean, on my last project, A1 Buddha. Shout out to free my dog Marlo. Shout out to my dog Tamiko. Shout out to my mom. Like I said, shout out to my dog son of underscore jaw. Shout out to my dog White Boy GSU. You know, shout out to the whole fam in New York. Shout out to everybody back in Haiti. Shout out to everybody in Jamaica. You know. Like I said, my name's Sauce Man Kev. You're going to hear me say it a couple times on my track. Every single time, I'm putting it in your face so you know who it is, so you know it's not no other artist. And at the end of it, you're going to hear Sauce Man Kev again, so you know who just slaughtered this beat. 2019 is going up. I just turned 20 a month ago. Like I said, I'm from Broward County, Florida. I'm a Florida artist from South Florida. You know, there's a difference between North Florida and South Florida. We totally two different types of people. That's really all I have to say, you know, nothing but love for Radio Pushers, nothing for love for the whole organization, everybody that's been behind me and helping me get my music out, get my music heard, nothing but love. That's really all I have to say, you know. I don't really have to say too much.
Okay, for all my people out there, I need y'all to know that Mr. Sauce Man Kev is on Radio Pushers TV, honey, with that joint sauced up. Now, he is not the only one that's on there, but I'm going to need y'all to check it out because all these indie artists are popping, honey. Radio Pushers TV streams worldwide on Amazon Fire TV, Roku, Apple TV, and currently streaming over 150 countries and even more homes than that, baby. That must need to let you know that Sauce Man Kev is no small thing. So I'm going to need y'all to go ahead and stream everything that he got going on, man. You feel me? This has been your girl, Lajay, baby. On one time for the one time. We want to say thanks to all the sponsors for letting us do what it do, and we do what we do, baby. Look out for Sauce Man Kev in the building doing his thing, and we out. Deuces.
Thank you. I appreciate it.